The other day, I went to an exhibition on bookbinding at the Palace Green Library in Durham, an exhibition called Bound to Last. And suddenly, I found myself standing in front of perhaps the most precious and awe-inspiring book of all. I found myself standing in front of Cuthbert's Gospel, the beautiful, delicate, pocket-sized, red-bound copy of the Gospel according to St. John that they laid on the breast of St. Cuthbert when they sealed him in his tomb, which rested all those centuries with him in Durham Cathedral. I found it astonishing that after 14 centuries, I should find myself even for a moment sharing time and space with this beautiful book. It seemed to me to be far more significant than anything one could possibly say or exhibit about mere binding. The binding exhibition and all those other beautiful bindings, as it were, fell away. And afterwards I wrote this sonnet. It's called Cuthbert's Gospel. I stand in awe before this little book, the gospel that lay close on Cuthbert's breast, its Coptic binding and red leather work, as sound and beautiful as when they placed this treasure with the treasure they loved best and set them sailing through the centuries until these coffined riches came to rest in front of me, an open mystery. But as I looked, I seemed to hear him speak. This book is precious, but don't waste your breath on bindings and half unseals and the like. Breathe in the promise of a better birth. Tolle et lege, try and find it true. The bound word waits to be made flesh in you.